Listening 69. War at your convenience. In my long career as a teacher, I've constantly encountered and had contact with other cultures. It's quite amazing the diversity of opinion and beliefs I've found on all issues from contraception to concepts of personal freedom. Such issues contain within them the ideological essence of a nation, all those aspects of social and political life that contribute to its culture. The most interesting ideology I experienced was in Spain 9 years ago when the Americans invaded Iraq. This US coordinated attack seemed to be about the destruction of a dictator, an invasion launched to bring freedom to the Iraqi people. Following this logic, George Bush was a hero, a man who initiated the war to devastate fascism and allow the Iraqis to acquire their destiny, democracy. To say that the Spanish weren't content or convinced by this interpretation is an understatement. Most Spaniards believed that the oil was what interested Washington, and that if it hadn't contained so much oil, they wouldn't have invaded. Also, they didn't believe the argument about removing a dictator. There were loads of dictators in the world to remove. The US only seemed to remove whichever ones were convenient for them. Removing a dictator and launching an invasion at your convenience was suspicious to the Spaniards. I'm not interested in going through these debates now. I would just like to share my main observation, that Spain is a deeply pacifist country. They don't believe you can bring peace and freedom by launching invasions. This is very different from the British and US mentality, where the concept of fighting an enemy for your freedom is very common. This has clear historical roots. In the US and Britain, from the War of Independence to the Second World War, we have had constant wars for our freedom. Spain, however, became a democracy by peaceful means.